Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. We do appreciate you listening to this show, and we hope that you'll continue to do so, and that this show contributes to your spiritual upbringing and a sense of spiritual wellness. This morning's show is entitled Lying is Self-Molestation of the Soul. And I want to emphasize the fact that lying is an action. And it is an action of negative consequences. The person who lies receives within his or her own person consequences of lying, and those to whom, or the individual to whom the individual has lied to, also receive within their persons they are the objects of a particular lie or lies, and so this action, or the action of lying, has incredible consequences in their lives, too. The liar knows he or she is living a lie or is living as a counterfeit. And so when this individual lies to others, they are invited into this realm of negative consequences. And this way of living, I'm going to say that, put it that way at this time, is no way to live. It is very destructive. The liar is guilty of self-molestation, and he or she is guilty of the molestation of those within their periphery. And so it shuts down communication, appropriate communication. It shuts down intimacy. It creates this counterfeit regime in the midst of relationships that are very negative. So I want you to understand that the foundation of lying is pride. The foundation of lying is pride. I'm going to begin reading in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Proverbs 16, 18 reads, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Now, the Hebrew word here is gaon, the Hebrew word for pride. And so faces is a Hebrew word which means breaking or fracture or crushing. So gaon, faces, sheber is the word for destruction in Hebrew, and it is the same in English. So, gaon, faces, sheber, or destruction. Again, the word goes means breaking, fracture, or crushing. A haughty spirit refers to height. And so, Gobah is the Hebrew word. And so a haughty spirit faces a fall. The word for fall in Hebrew is stumbling, calamity, or ruin. And so the individual who lies may or may not be aware of the foundation of pride and within his or her life. So it is from this platform that this individual does incredible self-harm and harm to others. I'm speaking, of course, to believing ones, but this has also universal range because of what pride does to lives. Now, pride is an inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind or displayed in bearing or conduct. Once again, pride is an inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority, whether as cherished in the mind. You've heard some people say that so-and-so is a legend in his own mind, or as displayed in bearing and conduct. The reason why we have Proverbs 16:18 is to record in the scripture is to let us know exactly what this soulish disease is and the havoc it creates within the life of an individual. We sometimes talk about a prideful heart, prideful actions, prideful manner, prideful bearing. There are prideful decrees made by rulers and potentates, kings and presidents, CEOs, etc., that are very destructive and ruinous. And what is very interesting about the Hebrew Bible and the Hebrew language is that there are several words in Hebrew that bespeaks the behavior of arrogance and pride. And certain Hebrew words have suffixes attached to them that bespeak or show the reciprocal nature of a prideful act. In other words, the individual who acts in a prideful manner by verbal lying or lying actions receive at once within himself or herself the consequences of their action, of their lying action or actions. Now, pride tells the individual that there is no self-victimization, which is a lie, because liars not only victimize others, liars victimize themselves. And there is a decided and very telling, egregious disintegration of the person who lies. Disintegration. Because the personality begins to dissolve. I love this word. We see it in both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, how the Word of God talks about those who dissolve themselves. The personality wears down, the personality begins to wear out, the individual dissolves or wastes away. Now, when I did clinical chaplaincy, and we would review the records of the patients that we had to see on a particular day, I never once read in the patient record, he or she is in hospital because of a lie, a very destructive or powerful lie, or lying. But what is very interesting is that researchers are coming to see the relationship of what goes on in the spirit to what happens in the body. Psyche, soma, are not dualistic. Psyche, soma are one. Psyche, soma is what we have in the Hebrew. Psyche, soma is what we have in the Greek New Testament too. There is a unitary view of persons extrapolated in the Word of God. We have a unitary nature. What happens in the soul happens, is told in the body. The body tells the story of what is going on in the soul. We know this. And so in the West, what we seek to do is to deal with symptoms instead of cure. Symptoms keep certain incredibly huge corporations in business, whereas cures, or to be cured at a one-time deal. And so we rather deal with symptoms. And the Bible does not deal with merely addressing symptoms. The Word of God addresses our existential realities. What is intrinsic, what is essential. And so individuals who lie to themselves and to others do not realize that they are receiving within their own persons the consequences of their conduct. And so this is a very powerful verse. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall or stumbling. So the individual who lies is most certain to find stumbling or calamities or ruin. No one escapes. And because no one escapes, it is imperative that we understand the importance of learning to hear the truth at a deep somatic level. Listening is a somatic enterprise. And so listening to the truth of the Word of God, because it is through the Word of God that we are healed. Please read Psalm 119. Read Psalm 119 thoroughly. Read it meditatively. Read it prayerfully. Read Psalm 119 with the understanding that confession is imperative. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, if we agree with God that we have sinned, then He is faithful and just. Notice the word just, to forgive us or to send off from us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sin leaves a wound. And so therefore, the blood of Christ cleanses the wound left by sin. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.